Thanks for inviting me.
It's not your name, it's away, Rabbi Shlomi.
On the topic of priorities, we'll start from outside the subject first. I'm assuming some people will have some, with a new venue, some people will find their way, taking a bit more time. So we'll start a bit from the outside. Please correct me if a word I say in English is not well pronounced. I know in English, if you don't pronounce a word exactly, then sometimes as if you didn't say anything. I remember vividly Mashgiach, Rav Aryeh Leib Shapira, Mechaber Sefer Chazon HaMoed, he would give us an example of a confused priority. He gave an example which is quite pictorial. Let's say a Jew was appearing in a bet midrash, and he's a dwarf. He's extremely small. And he corresponds to the criteria of the Brocha Mishani HaBriyos. But let's imagine, we hope it never happened, but let's imagine a Jew comes and he's very strong-bodied and very diligent in mitzvahs, so he wants to do the mitzvah in the best possible way, with simcha, with zrizus. So he goes and runs and seizes the dwarf, the Jewish dwarf, and lifts him up and says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elohim HaMishane HaBriyos. So of course, this is, everyone understands, is a gross example of a mistake. Because he thinks the mitzvah is better done by seizing the object of the mitzvah. He thinks a mitzvah done publicly without any embarrassment is better done. But of course, here, the mitzvah is baba avera. The mitzvah comes with the avera. The avera is far worse, far more than the mitzvah. And it's a great mistake. Exactly, you should have said it very quietly, discreetly, without anyone noticing, if the bracha is applicable. Another example which is finer, which is a bit more closer to our perception. Once the Talmid Chacham was in hospital, an important Jew phoned him up and said, I would like to visit you. I would like to do the mitzvah b'ko cholim. And the chole said, I'd rather not. He was feeling unwell, he was weak, he would prefer not to have visits. But the other fellow insisted, and he said, you're depriving me from the mitzvah of Biko Choylim. But the Choyle was adamant, he still refused, he stood his ground, he refused the visit. And then he explained to people around him, if one wants to shake a lulav, do I have to be his lulav? So here you have a mitzvah b'ko cholim, ben adam l'makom. And then you have the rotzon ha-chole. You have the will of the chole himself. So here could be a confusion of what comes first, what has priority. And the confusion. Yes, that's a cloud. But here it's worse than that. It's not a mitzvah of b'ko cholim, and to confront it with the favoring the ratzon of the chole. It's here, the mitzvah of Biko Cholim comes to give ease and comfort and to be mispalel on the chole in his presence, and if it's against his will, if it harms him, there's no mitzvah at all. So here's another example of a confused priority. So now, our topic is not confused priorities. It's not a wrong priority between one right thing and one wrong thing and the mistake in doing it. Our topic is more the priorities between the mitzvahs themselves, mitzvahs that are very clear and well defined. For example, you have two mitzvahs to do. Which comes first? They could be done at the same time, the same perek, the same time of the day. Which one should be done first? So there's a klal in Shas that appears many, many, many times. Todir, v'sheino todir, todir koida. So that's the central topic we're going to try and tackle today with Hashem. So when you hear about a priority in mitzvahs, a kedima, there are two expressions or more in Shas. One is koidem, and one is odif. So we have to define what does it mean that a mitzvah is priority on another one? Does it mean one will be done before and the other one after? Or does it mean that one will be done instead, bimkoim, instead of the other one? So we find in Poskim that the Lashon Odif means that. Means that one will be done in place of the other because there's no room for two. Only one can be done. But the Lashon Koidem, Todi Veshino Tadio Todi Koidem, doesn't mean one will be replace the other, but it means one will be done first as a priority in time, should be performed in the first place, and then the second one. So now, the Mekoyo, the source of Tadir, is a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. A Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, Kafches Havgimon, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Asher Leoilas HaTomit. Ta'asu es ele. The Pasuk is telling us that first the Korban Tomid has to be done, and then the Korban Musaf, and other Korbanos. So the mitzvah, the Korban Tomid, as the name indicates, is Todir, is constant every day, has to be done first, and then the other. So we see here the two mitzvahs are going to be performed, but one has to be done before. Yes, yes. Anyways, so the Pasuk is talking about other korbanos. Other korbanos. So you mean? We're going to see that it applies to our tfilas as well. Tfilas Musaf, tfilas Mincha. There's an example in Shas and Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see together. And a practical example of Todir Shenot Todir, which we do every week, is Birkas HaYayin Koidem Es Birkas HaYom. It's Beis Hillel. It says that you bench on the Yayin first, and then you bench on the day, on the Kiddush of Shabbos. First you say Bori Pei HaGefen, and then you say the Bracha of the Kiddush. Another example, on Sukkos, we bench on the Zman, Shecheyanu, before we bench on the Sukkah, Leishev Sukkah. Because the Bracha of the Yain is Todir, a person could drink wine daily, Shenken, the Bracha of Kiddush of Shabbos, am I loud enough? Kiddush of Shabbos is only once a week. And similarly, the Bracha of Zman comes more often in the year than the Bracha on the Sukkah. So the bracha of Zman, Shechayanu, comes before the bracha on the Sukkah, on Yeshiva Sukkah.
The wine, you don't have a chiyuv. Stop drinking wine. But you have a chiyuv of Kiddush.
Oh, so you're asking if one is a chiyuv and one is not a chiyuv. Right? But once you decide to drink wine, the bracha of Agefen is a chiyuv. So it's a good remark, but still Chazal decided to be makadim the Birkas HaYayin. And that's the shita of Beis Hillel. Now, to understand what lies underneath, before we go into more halachos, to try and understand the gidra halacha, some definitions in halacha, to try and understand the principle behind todir shenotadir, todir koidem. What could we learn from this principle for our everyday lives? So, once I wanted to learn it from the Chovos Halvavos. On the Shah Abchina, Chovos Halvavos explained something which I thought could explain Todir Veshino Todir Todir Koidem. And I went to the Mashgiach Rav Yitzchak Yerucham Borodyansky, Mashgiach Kol Teira. Then I was learning in Yeshiva Saran in Ramos. And then he was giving a Shiur Klali in Gemara once a week, and the Sichas Musa as well once a week. And so I went to ask him, what's the principle? Why is Todir? Why is Todir Koidem? And I wanted to check the chat I had by him. And he started telling me exactly the chat I was going to test by him. It felt a bit strange, exactly what I was going to say. So I refrained from telling him, no, that's my chat. Which is some kind of approval, yeah, some kind of askama when he say the same shot. So the Chovos Halvavos in the Shah Abchina say the following. says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in his world, in the world we know, a bounty of elements in proportion to the need we have of them. Again, to make it clear, we have things in our world in proportion to the amount needed. For example, what do we need the most? We can't stay 5 minutes without it. Is air. Air. So air is extremely common. Air expands. Yeah, there's an expansion of gases. Air goes even where you don't ask it to be. That's why you don't need to pay United Utilities for it. It just goes everywhere you want. You just need to pay road tax. That's all. And air is available everywhere, virtually, unless you push it away, create a vacuum. And why? Because that's the thing we need the most, and all living beings need it. Even water as a form of air available for the creatures of the sea and the rivers. The second thing, says the Chosavos, we need most is water. So water you don't find everywhere, but you do need an enormous amounts of water on the earth. And water is widely available in lakes and rivers and rain. Yes, we know exactly what it means. And rain. And that's the second thing we need the most. And then food. And food is given in the world. The things we need the most, grains, cereals, vegetables, are plenty. There's less food. And there's less living creatures like fish and meat. It's rarer. And that shows how HaKadosh Baruch Hu distributed things in his world, Bechochma, in an amazing way that corresponds to our needs. When you go and to more rare thing elements like silver, gold, the rarer it is, then, and actually you discover that when you think about it, that you need it less. The things that are much less needed, for example, wood is much more needed, when you think about it, to do things, to build things, than gold. We need tables, we need more than we need the jewelry. From this principle, we can learn what's underneath the principle of Todi Oshin, Todi Koidem. We are naturally more excited by a mitzvah that comes only once in a while, Achilas Matzah. It's a great occasion. However, Chazal are teaching us through the principle of Tadir Shnu Tadir, exemplified by this posuk of Milvad Oila Sabukah Shal Oila Satomid, that when a mitzvah comes more often, it is a horror, the Torah is teaching us that we need it, and it's very essential to us. And we need it as much as the yearly Achilas Matzah. And it's really something to internalize, because our chayas, the liveliness we will put in those mitzvahs that come very often, will change. Our simcha in doing the mitzvah, our appreciation of the importance of the mitzvah, the essentialness of the mitzvah, will be completely transformed if we internalize the principle of Todi, Rishonot Todi, or Todi Koidem. For example, Kriya Shema, Midoraisa, it's twice a day. That means we really need 2 times a day Kriya Shema. Midrabanan, another 2 times. Once in the Psicha of Shachis, and once Kriya Shema Lamita, which is another 2 times. So 4 times a day Midrabanan and Midoraisa. That shows how vital Kriya Shema is for a Jew. And from this principle now we'll understand a bit better the halachos of Todi Oshin, Todi, Todi Koidem. But first, to understand a bit better the hashkafa behind it, let us notice that the world functions a bit in the opposite way. The market values, the prices are higher when something is rarer, which is normal. Chazal never criticized that gold is expensive. The rarity of something obviously makes it more difficult to obtain, and obviously the price is higher. However, our perception of things can be, as Jews, can be such as we correspond to the hashkafa of the Torah, that the more common things are more essential to us, and we need to value them and appreciate them. And it's one of the main sources of Simchas HaChaim, of happiness, to value properly the things that we already have and that are readily available to us. which is, as you see, in the world, the rarer an occasion is, and the more appreciated it is, and the common things are ignored or undervalued or belittled. Now, the halacha of Tadir Shino Tadir Tadir Kodeim, we find in the Remo, in Resh Pevov or Achaim, that it's only a lechatchila, it's not a bidyavad. That means, Tadir is not a tnai in the mitzvah, it's not a condition in the mitzvah. I'll give you an example. If one was wrong and did the mitzvah she'ina tadira first, for example, he did the birkas ha'yoim before the birkas ha'yain. This doesn't invalidate b'diavad the mitzvah he did, and his yoitze. It's only, as the Mishnah Berurah puts it, it's only a mitzvah to keep the tadir. It's an additional mitzvah, but it's not a condition in the mitzvah. If you ask me what could be the Havamina, what's the hypothesis, what could be the Havamina that a Tadir Shnatir would be poisel, would invalidate the mitzvah? It could be in the following way. If one considers all of the mitzvahs to be not only protim, not only independent elements, but all part of a klal, yeah, we find in the Pasuk, mitzvahs Hashem bara miras enayim. All the mitzvahs are called in the singular, mitzvahs in the singular. Then it could be, we could imagine that perhaps the Torah meant that when the mitzvah are not done in the right order, that could invalidate the mitzvah because the klal is not kept in its proper shape. That could be a havamina. Kamash malan, nitz nishta zoi, when the, because every mitzvah has its individual validity, has its individual functions independently, so each mitzvah will be valid even if not done in the proper order. And that is why it's kosher b'diavad, the mitzvahs done in the opposite way, with the eino tadir done before. Also, as we mentioned before, the tadir does not push away the eino tadir in terms of performance. We will perform the eino tadir. The Zdechemet says it clearly, and you find it in other places in Halacha, that it's not doiche de eino tadir, unless, and that's a discussion in the poskim, unless the tadir has unless the eino tadir doesn't have, I will give you an example of that. If the eino tadir is pesumen nisa, nech Hanukkah, and you can do only one of the two, it's a well-known case, Masechet Shabbos and Hilchos Hanukkah, you might have reviewed it recently, that if one has money only for the nech Hanukkah, and not for the kiddush hayoyim, although the Kiddush HaYoyim is weekly and is more toddy than the yearly Chanukah mitzvah, because Chanukah has an importance of Pesume Nisa, it will have priority, it will be doiche, one will do only one mitzvah and not the other, which is Nechanukah, which is Pesume Nisa. The Rosh learns from it that because of the Malah of Pesume Nisa, but if not for the Malah of Pesume Nisa, the tadir would have priority on another tadir in a situation where only one can be kept. Ner Shabbos is before Mishum Shlom Beiso. Mishum Shlom Beiso. Yes, yes. So that you hear, you find that the Mala of Shlom Beiso is either has priority on Pesum Nisa. It's also a topic in itself. Siyata Dishmaya. Now, there is a Hakira I saw in the Achrona Achroinim on the principle of tadir. Does Tadir Koidem mean that the Tadir is more Choshuv? By the mere fact that it's more frequent, it shows, as explained, that it's more essential to us, it's more important for our spiritual health, so to speak, for our Yiddishkeit, our Shemaim? Or is it simply that the principle of Tadir, the frequency, causes the mitzvah that's Tadir to be, it's a zman, to come before the zman of the mitzvah she'ina tadira. I repeat it. The second possibility in the Hakira, the second sad, would be that the tadir, by virtue of its frequency, would have its zman before the zman of the eino tadir, but not by not by virtue of importance. And I found a place in Halacha, in Poskim, which could support that point of view, but I'll try and show you that it's not necessarily, it could be better explained through the principle of the Choivos Halvavos that we mentioned earlier, which is a simple, in my opinion, a simpler, clearer way, healthier way of explaining Tadir. There's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, he brings three shittas, whether one, when one was late in saying Musaf, and time for Mincha, afternoon, is already come, should one say Mincha first or Musaf first? The Stam of the Shulchan Aruch, the first shita of Shulchan Aruch states, is one should say, surprisingly, should say Mincha first, and then only say Musaf. Because Mincha is Todia, and Musaf is only once a week. Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ayu lefanav shtei tefilos, achas shel Mincha v'achas shel Musafin, כגון שאיחר מיספלל תפילת מוסף, הדבוב שויס שהוא זמן תפילת צריך להספלל של מנחה תחילה, ואחר כך של מוסף. And here you have the Rama we mentioned earlier, the imigdim של מוסף יוצא. Even though the Rama holds here, like the Mechaber, that מנחה should be said first, if מוסף has been said first, בדיעבד, it's יוצא, it's a kosher תפילה, it's valid. But now the Shulchan Aruch brings another shita. And says v'davka shetzich atal ispalel shtehem. For example, if a person needs to daven both in that coming hour, that's when the principle applies. But if one has time and one was planning to daven mincha later in the afternoon, so then one is allowed to say musaf first. The principle of tadir does not apply because the two mitzvahs here are separated in time. There is a time between the two mitzvahs. Gives an example here, the Mechaber. It's the Shitas Beis Yosef Hashem. It's the Shitas Rashbo and the Ri. Kegon sheroitze leechol ve'osur lo leechol ad sheispalel mincha. One wants to eat, and then one will have to say mincha very quickly before he starts the mincha, and that's when it would apply. Aval im ein tzarich atal ispalel mincha, if one could push mincha later on in the day, and the two mitzvahs have two separate distinct times, that's when that second shita, that Yeshamrim, would consider Tadir does not apply. And that could be a support for that Zvara, that Tadir is not a priority based on importance, but a priority based on Zman. And because the two mitzvahs have two separate times for their performance, one, let's say, at 1 p.m., which would be the Musaf, and one at 3 p.m., which would be the Mincha, so then it wouldn't apply because the Kedima, the time when the mitzvah of mincha would apply is obviously not now. The tadir, which would be a precedence in zman, the zman of the mitzvah would be before, because it's more frequent, would not apply here. However, it seems to me that it's not necessary to understand this second shita this way. One could understand this second shita of Shulchan Aruch, the Yeshamrim, and we'll finish with that, Siyat HaShemaya, according to what we explained before, that it's a hurrah on the chashivus atadia. It's the tadia v'shem tadia is a matter of importance, which means that the essentialness of the mitzvah is underlined, is stressed by the principle of tadia. However, when do we need to stress the importance of the tadia? Only when the two mitzvahs are next to each other. Only when there's a contrast between the one that you say first and the one that you perform last. Only when they are one next to the other, then there would be a wrong hurrah, there would be a wrong teaching, if one coming out of our maise, out of our action, would we perform the eino tadir before the tadir. We would give importance to the rare thing more than the importance we give to the more frequent, more common, more frequent mitzvah. Which would be the wrong hurrah, which would be the wrong message. And we want to gain this mitzvah. Chazal wants us to perform three mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Tadir, the mitzvah of Sheino Tadir, and the mitzvah of Koidem. And performing the mitzvah of Koidem, according to this second shita, the Yeshamrim Shulchan Aruch, applies only when the two are next to each other. That's when we are moire on the chashivus atodia. But when they have two different times, there's space between them, then we don't need to be makdim the tadir on the eino tadir. So the yain in itself, you see in the Chos B'Chos it has chashivus, but it seems to me the chashivus here is the berocho, the hoido, And to be moide Hashem on one's bread and one's wine, lichora, das chazal, to be moide on our livelihood, on our parnosa, on our food, yes, on our mezoinos and kalkola, is something that's extremely important. You see, birkas hamazon is the brocha d'oraisa. So in the same vein, it could be that to be moide Hashem on our food is something that Chazal wanted to show that it has a great importance, and that's why it's so frequent.
Amen.